All right, Kerry Crowley joins us, of course, with the Bay Area News Group and has covered the Giants all year long, and we love having him here. Good morning to you. I'm sorry it's so crazy today.
Yeah, Marty, I love it. It's a testament to how much this show is loved, and it's a part of the Giants season, and just as Giants fans are sad to see everything end today, they're sad to see this show end and go off the air at the end of the season.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you, this is the wildest last show we've ever done here.
For a non-playoff team especially.
This is wildest that we've ever had here. So bring us up to date a little bit on your thoughts of the winter, what you expect to come ahead here.
Well, you said the Giants need a 3-4 hitter. I think they need a 2-3-4-5-6 hitter, Marty. I mean, have you seen this offense this month?
You don't like Yastrzemski?
I think Yastrzemski's done a great job in the leadoff slot, and you might be able to keep him there. And I think DeBone is a building block, and you've got a middle infielder there, but this rebuild that kind of started to take place this year under Farhan Zaidi is going to need to continue into the offseason. The Giants are going to need to replace Madison Bumgarner or re-sign him to have that ace at the top of the rotation to pair with Johnny Cueto. Logan Webb looks like he could secure a rotation spot, but they'll head into 2020 with just as many questions as they entered 2019 with.
What do you make of the move to not start Bumgarner today? We were talking, I can't imagine it was the Giants' call to say, we don't want you to start this last game. I think if it was up to them, he'd be starting. So it sounds like probably his call. What are you making him saying? I'm not going to throw today.
I think it was a mutual discussion between Bochy and Bumgarner there, and Bochy just wanted to make sure he didn't feel that pressure. Madison Bumgarner would have become just the third pitcher this decade to make 35 starts in a season. He has plenty of mileage on his arm this season. That's an overlooked fact. The Giants have kept him on schedule throughout the month of September. They've built up the case that he'll have a strong free agent interest this offseason, and they've helped him do that. And I just think that as long as they find a way for fans to acknowledge Madison Bumgarner's career, because it very well could be coming to an end here in San Francisco, then they'll have done right by him and done right by the fans in attendance today at Oracle Park.
Pinch hit?
Absolutely. Why not? He parks one the other night into the left field bleachers, so give him a shot, okay. And maybe he'll have a Dodgers pitcher groove him a fastball. Who knows?
Yeah. No.
I don't think a Dodger grooves him a fastball.
Yeah. They don't play like that.
Exactly.
Not with Bumgarner.
Hey, Ryu did give up a home run to Bumgarner this season.
They threw Pence last year a changeup to end his career. I'll never forget that with Urias.
He hit a few more home runs, though, I think.
Yeah.
Since then.
His career was not over.
His career was still not. It's still going. Yeah.
But this is it for Bochy, and look at the excitement around it. Just quick thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see the tremendous impact he has had on this San Francisco community. And you go back to 2010, 52 seasons in San Francisco without a World Series. There were many fans who thought they would never see it in their lifetimes. And Bruce Bochy brings it to them in 2010 and then does it again in 12 and 14, 3 and 5 years. Fans will never, ever forget that. And so today is the end for Bruce Bochy in the dugout. But every time he'll be back at Oracle Park in the future, and he'll be back many times, the Giants will give him an ovation, a standing ovation. He will be remembered as a true legend in San Francisco, and it's very clear, just with the energy you see on this patio, the energy that's already inside this ballpark, how much respect he has throughout the San Francisco community and the Bay Area community in general.
Yeah, wild. Well, you've had quite a year. You've
been
more traveling than anybody.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm tired. I'm ready for the off season. A lot of people are excited that the playoffs are starting. I will be over covering the A's on Wednesday night in the wild card game.
I'll see you there. I'll be over there.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And once the A's wind down, that is it for me. And I will, like a bear, go into hibernation.
Like no marathons?
not a cow bear.
No, not a cow bear.
Although you're gloating a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Friday night.
Huge Friday night of football in the Bay Area, Marty. Arizona State picks up the road win over Memorial Stadium, and the St. Ignatius Wildcats won the Bruce Mahoney game. So.
And what happened to Dad's team?
Dad's team will be doing some extra running at practice on Monday. Yeah.
Where's Nancy Hayden Crowley today?
They're listening in, of course. Who wouldn't miss the final show of the season,
that's
Marty?
True. That's
yeah.
true.
Well, look, thank you so much. You've been great all year long. You really have. We love having you on, and you got a big future ahead of you. You really do.
You're the best.
Oh, thank you, guys. I mean, this is my absolute favorite thing to do, to come out here on the patio, get the energy of the fan base, and talk baseball. This is what it's all about. The mosaic is almost complete.
Yeah.
We're almost there, Marty. The last few pieces are being stitched in and painted in, however you want to make your mosaic at home.
He putties them in like
exactly.
It's time.
Yeah.
And so. I think it's a positive story.
Absolutely.
All right. Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. That is the great Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group.